This is KCUR. I'm Jenny Witte. The Greek myth about the short-lived marriage of Orpheus and Eurydice is traditionally told from his point of view. Playwright Sarah Rule turns that around in her play, Eurydice. Directing the show at the Living Room is Natalie Lee Cardello, who talked with KCUR's Steve Walker as part of our monthly series, Director's Cut.
What is it about the myth of Orpheus and Eurydice that made you want to direct it?
It's a beautiful story. It's a really sad story. I think what drew me to the myth was actually this version of the myth. Sarah Rule is one of my favorite playwrights. So, I mean, I had heard the myth before, but reading her version, that's what drew me to do the show.
Did her version speak to you in a different way than just knowing the myth?
Yes, definitely. Sometimes when you read Greek tragedy in its early forms, it's really inaccessible. And therefore, I don't know if it's as relevant to modern audiences. I enjoyed seeing it, but not many people, I would say, do if you're outside of the theater world.
For listeners who might not know the story, what are we going to see?
Sure. So Orpheus and Eurydice are very young and very in love. And on their wedding day, Eurydice is tempted away from Orpheus by the Lord of the Underworld, or Hades, and she dies. The original myth, you know, it goes on with her going to the underworld, and it's all about Orpheus's quest to get her back, to make a deal with Hades to bring her back to life. In Sarah Rule's play, there's different elements that are layered into that story, the most significant of which is that her father is in the underworld. You know, she's lost two things in life. She's lost her father, and in death, she's lost her husband. So there's a choice to be made.
So picking the Sarah Rule adaptation leads me to this question, and you kind of alluded to the relevance for today's audiences. What else can a director do to maximize this old story's relevance?
She was a poet before she was a playwright, so there's something very special about her plays because her dialogue is it's very musical. So she does pay homage to the original Greek telling in that way, but it is also very modern.
Is there a scene that you're thinking might be the best taste of what this play is about?
Oh, it's so hard. One of the choices we've made in our production is to have a child play the Lord of the Underworld. They normally have an adult man dressed up as a child. And we've cast Cam Burns. They might recognize him from Christmas Carol. He's been doing it for years and years as our Lord of the Underworld. And his scenes are just the creepiest. They are so creepy because he's so good and so young. So you've got this little voice that hasn't changed yet.
Who are you?
I am Orpheus.
I am Lord of the Underworld.
But you're so young.
Don't be rude.
Sorry. Did you like my music?
No. I prefer happy music with a nice beat.
Oh.
You've come for Eurydice.
Yes.
And you thought singing would get you through the gates of hell.
See here, I want my wife. What do I have to do?
You'll have to do more than sing.
You are also known as an actor and a playwright. Can you talk about how the director's chair you're sitting in now fits with your theatrical loves and aspirations and goals and objectives? How does that all work itself out?
It's a different tool to put in your wheelhouse, and it's so much fun. I never thought I would enjoy it as much as I do. I think I even avoided it as a class in college, thinking, oh, no, well, I'm an actor. How I wouldn't have any use for such things. But I think I'm a kinder, gentler director than I would be if I weren't an actor, because I know what it's like to be on the other side of the table. So, you know, if I'm not getting something out of an actor that I want to see, I think I know how to communicate with them much better than if I hadn't had any experience on that side.
Director Natalie Lee Cardello spoke with KCUR's Steve Walker. The play Eurydice begins previews on January 28th and opens on January 30th and runs through February 22nd at the Living Room. To view a scene from the play, check our website at kcur.org/arts.